Sky Broadcasting presents Guess Who, starring Ashton Kutcher as Simon Green, Bernie Mac as Percy Jones, and Zoe Saldana as Teresa Jones. Directed by Kevin Rodney Sullivan. Story by David Ron. Voiced by Willow Nash on behalf of MCS Agency.
Girl, I love your... No, that ain't it. Girl, I love your style. I love when you get that smile. You should be in a magazine because you're a queen. Our love is everything.
Percy.
Not right now, I'm busy.
Percy, you got a girl in there? Percy. Percy.
Oh. What kind of question is that? Got a woman in here?
I didn't know. I heard you talking.
I'm in there doing my vows.
Vows?
Yeah, man, for this ridiculous party, man, my wife is losing her mind over, man. Reggie, this extravagance is costing me a lot of money. Now she wants us to renew our vows. Mm. I mean, what's wrong with what I said the first time? Mm. What's wrong with what I do? I did, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Women, boy.
I know. Women is just a whole nother, Okay, but you know what, Mrs. Jones? I think it's cool that you're just doing the lyrics from that song.
I wrote this on the way to work this morning.
You wrote that on the way to work?
Yeah.
Would you listen to the radio when you wrote it? Because I think it's B2K, Mr. Jones.
Okay, then. If this to a song, tell me what the next line is.
Yo, it's just, baby, turn around and let me see that sexy body go bump, bump, bump. That's it. Yeah.
Percy, annoyed, gesticulates for Reggie to leave.
Reggie?
Hmm?
See your sexy smile and bump, bump?
Three bumps.
Three bumps. See your sexy smile and you bump. See your sexy smile and you...
Percy throws down his pen in defeat and puts his head in his hand.
Hey, boss, did I hear Teresa's bringing a new boyfriend to your anniversary party?
Yep.
Uh-oh.
What? I'm fine with it.
So you met him?
Nope. Pulled his credit report.
You didn't.
I sure as hell did. Fred, this young brother is a stockbroker for J.P. Olive.
Teresa? I don't believe it.
Marilyn says she's crazy about him. And this boy's credit report, I'm telling you, is a thing of beauty. I almost cried.
Wow, this guy sounds too good to be true.
Probably is. But the brother has a job. That's right, my friend. A J.O.B.
But I quit.
I quit.
Simon, calm down. I'm just trying to explain to you how the world works. It's the clients. I'm just explaining.
None of my clients seem to care. This guy didn't seem to care, did he?
Oh, come on. Don't be so sensitive.
That's not how the world works. It's how your world works.
Simon, sit down. Simon!
Simon storms out of the office of his boss and slaps the TV screen as he leaves. He enters the lift and presses one.
I don't need you, Nathan!
I don't need J.P. Oliver. My resume is good enough. I can get a job anywhere that I want. I'm not.
When the lift doesn't move immediately, he stabs at the control panel impatiently, accidentally hitting the alarm button.
Oh, man. I'm not gonna freak out. I'm not gonna freak out.
What am I gonna tell Teresa?
What am I gonna tell her? Baby, how you're always saying, I'm at the office too much. Well, great news.
I'll meet my future father-in-law and tell him I'm unemployed. That'd be great.
Okay. I'll get the next one.
I can't quit my job.
I'm not getting big.
I got $20 as he goes back up again.
I'll take some of that.
Oh, my God, I just quit my job. I don't need this job.
No. Simon leaves the lift on the ground floor as the security men who have been watching him from the security screens and betting on him staying rush to their desk to act nonchalant.
Here he comes.
Hi.
Have a good one.
Hello. Liz, Simon Green here.
Simon, what's up?
Every investment I've made in the last 6 months. Listen, a job you offered me. Tell me it's still open.
Why? What happened?
I'll tell you about it later. Can you talk to Bartlett for me?
Are you kidding? I'm emailing him right now. When he finds out you asked about this, he is gonna go nuts.
Liz, thank you.
Simon hangs up looking pleased with himself. He scrolls down his contacts list on his mobile to Teresa. Then he stares into space, thinking. He changes his mind and shuts his phone. Rushing across the street, he makes his way home. He arrives at the apartment block that he shares with Teresa and lets himself in.
What's up with you? You feeling good? We feel it too. We're gonna mess now, so with this group. I'll step on one.
He goes straight to the answer phone.
Teresa? Baby?
Hey! You're home early.
Yeah.
Really early.
Got out of there quick.
Good, then come on, help me with these.
What do we got? Ooh, two of me. That's nice. Where do we get this?
Got them today. Combined income, huh? Bling, bling, baby!
Yeah, bling, bling.
Simon looks nervous.
Baby?
Oh, my God, you should have heard Dad's voice on the phone when I told him that you work for J.P. Oliver. I feel like he's more in love with you than I am.
Really?
Yeah, you don't understand. Ever since I can remember, his whole thing has been about, Teresa, does that boy have a job?
It's a good thing I do then, huh?
I know! I'm so excited! Aren't you excited?
Teresa, a man is never excited about meeting his future father-in-law. You know, I was thinking, maybe we should postpone telling them.
What? It was your idea.
I know. I'm thinking now that maybe it was a bad idea.
No, I think it's a great idea. Announcing our engagement at my parents' party is going to be the best present that we can give them. Babe, Mom's going to flip.
See, I'm not worried about your mom. I was thinking about... About him.
Oh.
Yeah, see, he's about ready to pop a blood vessel in his head because you guys are losing a basketball
game. No. We were winning that game. Yeah.
Teresa goes to the photo of her father. Later, outside the house of Teresa's parents.
We're bringing in a canopy here. Swags of tulle with festoons, sprays of roses, parquet dance floor here. Guests will be seated at tables in shibari chairs, very clean, very simple, very elegant, and rose petals on the lawn, and not just a few. Oodles. At my wedding, we had oodles of petals. It was fabulous.
At that wedding, was a woman involved?
Of course it involved a woman. She's not a woman. It's going to be a surprise to both of us. Hello.
Look.
Oh, I'll tell you, this is going to be some party, Mr. Jones. 25 years of marriage.
Thank you.
More power to you, pal.
Thank you.
Hey.
Hey, baby.
Sorry I'm late. My vice principal called in sick today, so it's just me against 208 middle schoolers. I swear half of them ate pure sugar for breakfast.
Hi, Dante. So, Percy, which one do you like best?
I like that.
Is your name Percy? Which one costs the most?
They cost the same.
They don't cost the same.
This one's from Saks, this one's from Macy's.
Saks! Thank you. Now I can give an honest opinion. I'm digging that one, baby.
Really? Well, that's too bad, because I'm wearing this one.
Hallelujah. Sweetheart.
Yeah.
Listen.
Uh-huh.
Brother, why you even bother asking me?
Because it's a big day for us, and I wanted you to feel included.
Well, why couldn't you include me like the super freak out there?
Hey, Dante is a nice man.
A nice man. A nice man in part of town like to sleep with other nice men.
Stop it. Would you open your mind, Percy Jones? Dante is a metrosexual.
A what?
He's a straight man with taste.
Ain't no such thing. You might as well tell me you rode over on a unicorn.
Look, serious face, serious moment. I need to talk to you.
I know, babe. I'm working on my vows. I almost got them perfect.
Oh, well, that's sweet, but that's not it.
What is it?
This boy that Teresa's bringing home.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who his people are. I don't know where he's from. I don't know anything about him. But what I do know, Percy, is that I need you to be nice.
I'm always nice.
Well, let's be nice long enough to find out who the boy is.
I already know who he is.
You pulled his credit report?
I did not.
You pulled his credit report, Percy?
I mean, I glanced at it. Yeah, but a credit report don't tell you the character of a man. Okay, but being a loan officer for 22 years, I can size that boy up in an instant. And you know I got a knack for it. You know that. 5 seconds. That's all I need. That's all I need.
Nobody knows that better than me.
Say what?
I didn't stutter.
A train pulls through a leafy suburban area on the outskirts of a city. Teresa and Simon travel in a taxi.
I'm not so good with dads, baby. I'm good with moms. I'm better with moms. He's a big guy, right?
Scary big. He also has these piercing eyes that just burn right into your soul. Just don't maintain eye contact for a long period of time, at least today, okay? I'm kidding. Just relax. It's gonna be fun.
Did you tell them?
What? Tell them what?
Hey, don't.
What?
Did you?
A cute, clean shaven white.
Pigment challenge. Did you tell them that I'm white?
You're white? You're white? Start the car! Oh my God! Oh my God! Look at what you're doing! I'm so sorry. It was a joke, sir. I was kidding.
Yeah, sister, you funny.
Simon, are you okay?
Who are you?
Are you serious?
Why am I in Jersey?
Simon. Don't worry, it's gonna be great, okay?
All right.
I'm very sorry. I'm sorry, it was a bad joke.
So did you tell them?
No. I only told them the important things, okay? That I love you, that you're an amazing man, that you have a very cute birthmark in your left butt cheek.
You just didn't feel the need to mention that it's a Caucasian butt cheek. That was...
Simon, look. I mention it because I don't think it's going to matter.
Oh, it's going to matter. It's going to matter.
We're fine, sir.
Simon looks at the black taxi driver and raises an eyebrow. The car drives on through ever-greener landscape. They pull into the driveway of the Joneses' expensive-looking residence. Percy comes out of the front door as Teresa gets out of the cab. Simon goes to the boot to get the luggage.
Yeah. Oh, my God, give your daddy a hug.
How are you? Mom!
Hey, my man. Percy Jones, baby.
Oh, pleasure to meet you.
Man, look at this here. Man, I like this, man. Nice, solid, strong grip. Wow, man, that's something else.
Listen, you're doing everything you can to make my daughter happy.
Oh, no, Dad.
Hey, sweetheart. You can take that to the front door for me. Thank you.
No, you see, this...
Don't interrupt, sweetheart. I'm giving your friend a once-over here. Hey, sir, don't stand like a statue. Take it to the front door. That's that square with a hole. Look inside, you see furniture. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Are you doing everything in your power to make my daughter happy?
I'm not sure if I am, but I sure like a crack at it.
Oh, out of drill, you man. I like it. Hey, young man, don't worry about it. Relax. What I figure, what, $30?
Dad.
Get yourself some candy or something.
Dad, this is Simon.
Simon? That's her boyfriend name.
That's right.
Well, who are you?
Oh, nice Wester Thompson, you, that's my cab. But if you're still down with me making your girl happy, I'm good to go.
Won't you just go?
Yes.
The taxi driver leaves. Percy walks over to Simon and stares at him. Simon looks awkward.
Wow. I wish Teresa would have told me you guys were black. That would have saved an awkward moment.
Mm. Kind of like this one.
Yeah.
Welcome home, sweetheart.
Thanks, Mom.
Baby, let me get that.
Teresa's mum shakes her head at Percy and takes the bags inside. Percy, his back still to Teresa and Simon, screws up his face in disappointment.
Look, ain't no need us standing out here. Why don't we go on inside and talk? Okay? Come on, we're going on inside with the quickness.
Yeah.
Come on, ain't no need us standing out here.
Just come on.
boy's white.
Well, nothing gets past you. I guess it's those 22 years as a loan officer.
You knew about this, didn't you?
I didn't know a thing, I promise you. But I did figure it out after the second daddy.
Hey, but why she just isn't saying that? Now give us a warning, you know?
Look, we taught our girls to see only people, not color.
I know that, but...
So what's the problem?
I guess the problem is she just didn't tell us. Here it is, I'm expecting Denzel Washington to come walking through the door. I get Whitey McWhiteman instead.
Hi, you guys.
Hi.
Just showing Simon the house.
You have a very beautiful home, Miss Jones.
Oh, thank you, Simon. You can call me Marilyn.
Ah, will do. You too, Mr. Jones.
Thank you. You can call me Mr. Jones. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you got me. That was funny.
Making lemonade. You want to sit down?
Yes, thank you. Sit down, babe.
Great.
So, Simon, they tell me you work at J.P. Oliver, huh?
Yes, sir.
You like it there? You been there long?
It was a couple of years.
You moving up?
There's been some recent movement. Yes.
You're a hard worker? You work hard?
The hardest. J.P. Oliver has this huge IPO coming out next week.
He doesn't want to hear about all
of this. Oh, but he's asking you about your work.
I know, but you go into details.
He likes to be modest. Shut up. Anyway, they made Simon their IPO, what is it, point man? And they're flying him to San Francisco on Monday. I'm not going to see him for 3 days.
So, Simon, what do your parents do?
Yeah.
My mother is a realtor.
Come on, let me help you.
And she sells mini blinds and teaches dance.
Damn, how many jobs your mama got?
She's a single parent. She's always been a hard worker.
What happened to your father?
He left when I was 2, and I haven't seen much of him since.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. It
happens.
Simon, you playing sports?
I played some foosball in college. That's the table with the soccer guys.
I know what foosball is.
Stupid joke.
It's not a sport.
Oh, Dad, stop badgering him.
I'm not badgering him, man. I'm just taking an interest, you know? I don't understand why you don't play sports. It don't make sense. A man who don't play sports is not a real man, as far as I'm concerned.
He used to run a little.
What, like track? I mean, you don't look like a sprinter. What are you running? Is you steeplechase?
Dad.
Come on, man. What was your race?
Cars.
Cars?
NASCAR.
NASCAR.
That was the one. Yeah, I had some hopes and some dreams, and it all ended. Hot August day in a speedway in Charlotte. It was a crash. They said I should have been killed. Actually, I got out without a scratch, and I figured that was a sign.
NASCAR?
Mostly, I just worked in the pit. I mean, I test drove for one of the drivers,
What was his name?
Jay Gordon.
You drove for Jeff Gordon?
We called him Jay or JG. It was a pet name. Pit name, actually, huh?
NASCAR?
Babe, I believe I said I don't like to talk about that time in my life.
NASCAR.
What was I supposed to do? He was like staring at me with those piercing eyes.
He was nuts.
Like filled with piercing disappointment because I don't play sports.
I mean, man who don't play sports is really a man now, is he?
Well, I had to give him something. He's big. He's like, you said he was big, but he's big.
Well, why did you lie about NASCAR? My father loves NASCAR.
It's NASCAR. Baby, that's like the widest sport on the planet.
Not anymore, Simon.
There's like NASCAR and hockey. Hockey. I should have went with hockey.
Babe, don't worry. He'll forget about it. He's like this with everyone. It always takes him some time to warm up to new people, that's all.
What are we talking about here?
By Sunday, you'll be a part of this family. I can tell he really likes you.
I don't like him.
And I really don't think the whole racial thing matters to him.
It's not that he's white.
It's not.
Percy shakes his head. Back in Teresa's room, Simon takes out a sexy nightie and holds it up to Teresa, who smiles coyly.
Is this yours or mine?
That's mine, and that's for later.
No, I think it's for now. Memory serves me right, I think
no,
it's mine.
No, Simon. No. Simon. Simon. Take it off. Take it off right now.
Perfect on me.
What are you doing?
Look at it. Red is my color. It always has been. Look at it. Oh, my
Simon,
goodness.
Take it off.
But it fits me so perfectly.
Look, you're stretching it. Take it off right now.
Nice. You take
Simon,
it off.
Simon,
look
I'm not
it.
Joking.
Oh, you want some of this?
Stop it.
Simon,
Simon, take
it
off.
You take it off. Come in.
Percy walks in on Simon in the nightie with Teresa on the bed behind him.
Mom! I'm going to tell her right
gone
now.
There, gone there.
Mom!
I feel like
what?
It's,
he's taking Simon to a hotel.
I'm paying for what's the problem?
Can I speak to you just for
you
a second?
You sure can.
Why are you taking him to a hotel?
You didn't see what they were about to do
what
upstairs.
What are you talking about? Mom, we were just playing.
Yeah, well, playtime is over.
Mr. Jones, I'm not a cross-dresser. Just for the record.
A cross-dresser?
No, it's... What are you... It's lingerie.
You shouldn't even be having it.
I'm a grown woman, Percy.
And it's not covering up the grown parts,
what?
Teresa.
But why does the young man have to go to the hotel?
Marilyn, don't start with me. This is my house. These are my rules.
Your
this
rules.
House can't handle no more testosterone. And we cannot exceed the testosterone level. And we got to keep it like that until the girls get married. And maybe even beyond that. And I'm not suggesting anyone get married.
Okay, but why can't he stay in the basement in your room?
Because that's my
room. That's what I said.
That's my room. That's my stuff down there.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, it got mold anyway. It got mold. It could be black mold. I wouldn't feel comfortable putting the boy at risk.
Do you have any idea?
What are you talking about?
No, it's okay.
No, it's not okay. What are you talking about?
Look, this is your father's house, all right? We're going to play by his rules. Okay, now he's obviously set a testosterone standard, and I'm going to abide by that.
You falling for that? Fine, then I'm going with you to the hotel.
No, you're not
going to
do that.
You don't want me to go with you to the hotel, Simon?
Of course I want you to come with me.
But what?
But it's you need
Hello?
To stay here. Look, you need to stay here.
No, I want to be
We're
with
still
you.
Here. Are you two going to be done soon, or maybe we should have a seat? Come on, honey, listen.
You need to help your mom with the party arrangements. We don't want to stress them out, do we?
No.
All right?
Yeah.
We're all set.
I'm glad you all decided. Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go.
Let's go. All right. There is he. Where is he?
Oh, my God. Are we being audited?
No,
Keisha.
What's happening?
No, this is Simon. This is Teresa's boyfriend. This is Keisha, her little sister.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, nice to meet you, too.
Good, y'all met. Take it to the car. I'll meet you out there. Come on.
What? Teresa's boyfriend is white.
I know.
Oh, I know you know. I just want to see your face when you heard it again.
Not now.
Don't forget we have dinner reservations.
We'll meet you over there.
Percy and Simon travel along in Percy's car in stiff silence. Simon goes to speak and then thinks better of it. Percy switches on the radio and, nodding with appreciation, he smiles at the music.
She was black as the night.
He looks awkwardly at Simon and changes the channel.
Take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go do 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 do.
They both look uncomfortable as they steal glances at each other. Percy switches it off. Simon looks out of the window.
Looks like rain.
Nope.
I don't know, those clouds are pretty threatening.
I live here, I know the weather.
So Teresa tells me you're in charge of the loan department at the bank. Must be a pretty rewarding job, huh? I'm thinking about making a switch to a smaller company. I just think there's less political garbage.
You think I don't deal with political garbage? I got political garbage coming out of my ass. If I give a guy a loan, I'm married to him for 30 years. If I deny him, I have to deal with him at church on Sunday.
I know that feeling.
Don't try to act like our job alike.
Good thing it isn't raining.
It's not rain, it's sprinkling.
You might want to turn on the windshield wipers.
I will once it starts raining.
Back at the Joneses' house.
Come on, you two, let's go. I don't want to be late. Keisha.
Simon, why you always got to knock on my door first?
Because you still live here.
Hey, come on, let's go. It's raining. I don't want to be late.
It's just a matter of time.
Come on.
My love will surely make
okay.
You my
tell
eye.
Me
What's it like?
What's what like?
Being with a white guy.
Come on, Keisha, what's the sex like? Yeah.
Where's Mom? She's downstairs, girl. Come on.
Bring it.
Bring it.
Okay. You know that thing they say about the size?
Yeah.
Completely the opposite.
Really?
They're huge. And not only are their penises big, but they can sing. When they get excited, they sing up a storm. They know like a million tunes. They're like big guy bots.
Oh, cut it out.
Cut it out. Stop it. Oh. Keisha, seriously, is he nice?
Yeah.
And he's cute, too.
Oh, I know.
Mm-hmm. What about Mom and Dad?
Oh, Mom is cool with it. I mean, Dad, he seems, you know, a little bit on edge, but I mean, not more than usual.
Girls! Coming!
But can I just say, I love you so much right now, because...
Why?
From now on, no matter what I do, if I crash Dad's car, or
baby,
if
what's wrong?
If I rob a bank, if I burn this house down...
Oh, Keisha.
No, but I won't be the one who brought home the white boy.
Thank you. Mom!
At the hotel.
Can I help you with your bag, sir?
Okay, I got it.
You don't trust a rookie man with your bag?
No, I just... It's just one bag.
What do you think? You're gonna rifle through your luggage, man, and steal your toothbrush and your fancy conditioner?
No, that's...
Let me tell you something, young man. Teresa's grandfather was a bellman for over 60 years, and he never stole nothing.
Can you get my bag?
What, are you a slave now?
No, what?
Did you want me to take your bag, sir?
I don't know.
Next, please.
Okay. Hi. Reservation for Percy Jones.
And that's Jones with a J?
No, Jones with a P. I made reservation last week.
You knew you were going to kick me out a week ago?
Son, I know I was going to kick you out 24 years ago when the doctor announced it was a girl.
Here you are.
Good.
We gave your room away.
What?
Check-in was at 4.
But it's Thursday night. I'm quite sure you got another room available.
I'm sorry, we're completely booked, and so is everyone else. There's a Shriners convention in town, actually. May I help you with anything else, Mr. Pajones?
Well, I guess I have to stay at your house, then.
No, no, it's a crack hotel downtown. You'll be just fine. Come on.
Hey!
Next! Hi, welcome to Cranford.
I don't know what your basement's like, but...
You wouldn't like it. It's damp. You hate it.
I don't think dampness is really an issue at this point.
You can't think of anything else but getting back under the same roof with my daughter, Kate.
Mr. Jones, I'm in your house, so I'll obey your rules.
Yeah, right. You obey Mr. Jones now, but when you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, all hot and horny, you'll be obeying Mr. Johnson.
You heard the ladies. There's no available hotel rooms in the whole town. I'm not going to do anything, I swear.
Put your stuff in there. Come on.
Wow. You know, dinner's in about 10 minutes. I don't know what Maryland's like about schedule, but I know Teresa's. Woo, stay out of that storm.
All right. You can stay in my basement. But you remember one thing. These eyes, they see everything. Now get the car. Come on, let's go.
They get back into Mr. Jones's car and drive off. Percy puts on the radio again. Simon gives Percy a sideways glance. Later in the restaurant.
So how long have you two been together?
5 months.
Which one is it?
Well, see, Teresa counts from the first day that we met, and I count from the first...
Simon looks nervously at Percy.
How's the chicken here?
It's really good. Did I tell you two girls that for the first dance, your father and I are going to do the tango?
The tango?
You and Dad?
You know what? Your father and I used to dance all the time when we were younger.
Sweetheart, I told you we're not doing a tango. We're already saying a vow. That's enough.
We're doing the tango.
Sorry, forgot to turn it off. You know what? This is an important call. I'm just
No, no, you can take your call right here. Sit down and take your call.
This business is called boring stuff.
Business is not boring. Simon, sit down and take your call. Sit down.
Hello?
Simon?
Yeah, this is Simon.
Hey, Simon, sorry to get back to you earlier.
I hope Teresa makes good money as a photographer. Somebody started a rumor that you're being investigated by the Securities and Exchange Commission.
That is so Nathan to do something like that.
Yeah, I think it's Nathan, too, because this is the last thing he wants to see is his best employee going to another firm.
Wow, you know me. I'm always up for a new challenge.
Are you listening to me? You've been blackballed.
Great!
Whoa, guy. Listen, it's not my fault. I'm just telling you what they told me.
I'll call you next week. All right.
Did Nathan put you up for another award?
Nothing. It's embarrassing.
Hello? Can I start you off with some drinks?
Vodka tonic. Celebrating. Great phone call.
Okay, bring him his liquor. And bring the rest of us our usual. They have iced tea and I have my lemonade.
Actually, I think I'm gonna have a glass of Pinot Grigio.
And I'll have a Cosmo.
Me too.
Okay. Bring them their alcohol and I'll have my usual lemonade. Someone has to act responsibly around here.
So, Simon, I hear that you're a singer. What are you, a soprano, an alto, or... No, maybe bass?
Don't really sing.
How long can you hold a note?
He can hold a note.
Really?
For a very long time.
Sing something for me, baby.
You okay?
Drink some water.
Jared, Nathan's got my ankles to my earlobes right now, man. I'm gonna need some cash.
All right, call me back as soon as you get this. I need a favor, okay?
Simon hangs up. He's in Percy's basement and he spots a photo in a frame of Percy and Jeff Gordon, the NASCAR racing driver. He looks around the room and sees a Jeff Gordon book, a Jeff Gordon jacket, and a Jeff Gordon racing helmet.
You gotta be kidding.
He throws down the photo frame. Then he notices the writing pad Percy was writing his poem in and a book on vows. He picks it up and begins reading the poem. He smiles to himself.
See your sexy body.
I knew you'd be down here sooner or later. Bring some more of that sexy lingerie for me to try.
What is wrong with you, boy? Don't you have your own underwear? You like my space?
Yeah, it's very homey. Interesting odor.
Well, I told you I had mold.
Just come down here for this and a little trouble writing your vows, huh?
That's none of your damn business.
But I'm just saying. I could maybe help you come up with something romantic.
Don't start thinking that you know more about romance than I do. With your hand holding and feeding each other food and wiping off each other's faces. That's bullshit. Being married 25 years, that's real romance. And believe me, it's a war. Brutal. Exhausting.
Well, sounds like someone just finished their vows.
You ready for lights out?
Looks that way. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Percy jumps into the bed with Simon.
What are you doing?
Getting ready to go to sleep.
Here?
Right here. Right here.
Don't you have a bed upstairs?
Sure do. So does Teresa. By me sleeping here assures me that she get a good night's sleep all alone. A good night.
Simon looks surprised as he takes one of his pillows and stuffs it under the covers between them. Percy gives him a look of annoyance.
What are you doing under there?
It's just a pillow. You might need a barrier.
A barrier for what?
I tend to move around a lot in my sleep.
How do you know you move around if you sleep?
Teresa mentioned it once that I mentioned it to her after someone else told me. It wasn't Teresa. Okay, we could talk about this, right? Teresa and I have
a healthy relationship. Stop.
We can't talk about this?
I don't want to hear you talking about sleeping with my daughter. You're sleeping with me now. Now, good night.
Percy grumpily turns his back on Simon. Simon remains staring up at the ceiling, his arms folded. He slowly shifts himself so that he is on the edge of the bed as far away from Percy as possible. During the night, Simon is curled right up in a tight fetal position. Percy lies on his back. Simon kicks the cover off, disturbing Percy. Later, Percy is lying across Simon. Simon's arm across his chest. They change again so that Simon is squashed up right under Percy's shoulder. Later, his leg is draped across Percy's body. The next morning, the sun shines brilliantly over New York City, glinting on the torch of the Statue of Liberty. Children play on their skateboards. A workman arrives at the Joneses. In the kitchen, Simon pours himself a coffee as Marilyn Jones enters the room.
Oh.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're up early.
Or late, depending on how you look at it. Coffee?
Yes. Bless you.
I don't know how you sleep with that man.
Did he get in your space?
A little bit.
Did he spoon you?
Yeah, well, it was more of a wedge maneuver.
Yeah. Big man likes to cuddle in his sleep.
I suppose he was a little bit more cuddly when he was awake.
You know, Simon, when my father first met Percy Jones, he could not stand him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But eventually they got along, right?
No.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, baby. I
missed you.
Hey,
Mama.
I missed
you.
Did you sleep well?
Yeah.
Keisha shakes a bottle of juice.
Who's going with me to get some flowers?
I'll go. Me too, if we go early, because I have to work this afternoon.
Okay. Do-do-do-do-do.
Hey.
Good morning.
Well, you're looking awfully chipper this morning.
Something about knowing your daughter not being violated relaxes a man.
I thought you said that mattress hurt your back.
No, not me. I can sleep on that mattress every night. Every single night.
Percy throws Simon a warning look as he leaves. Simon furrows his brow and looks at Teresa. Teresa shakes her head. As Percy gets out of sight of the kitchen, he grabs his back in pain.
Oh.
Later in the office, he uses a handheld massager on his back.
Good morning, boss. Ooh. Got you some coffee. So, what's the verdict?
What you talking about?
I'm talking about Teresa's new boyfriend. You know, what is it? Is he a painter? Poet, you know? Did he ask you to borrow some money?
My daughter got great taste in men. And that new guy, he's really something.
Tell me a little bit about the brother.
Thank you. Uh-huh. I'll tell you about the brother.
Uh-huh.
He's a big guy.
Yeah.
Nice look.
What's his name?
Jamal. Hmm. Graduated Howard University.
Howard?
Yep. Hmm. Played basketball. He almost went pro. So he changed his career to medicine. There's a big write-up on him in jail about 4 years ago.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. Paying from Atlanta. Hmm. Friend from Miss King. Mm-hmm. Dr. Cosby.
Mm-hmm.
Reverend Jackson.
Come on now.
Go down towards the middle.
Go down?
Yeah, yeah.
Sit up a little bit.
Yeah? Oh.
That's it?
Oh, man, yeah. I'm telling you, Rich, I'm the luckiest man in Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter's dating the great black hope.
Man.
Oh, you got it.
That's it. I'm going to hold it right
there. Hold it right there.
Because I don't think I need to move,
do it till you're satisfied.
Watch out now.
Excuse me, boss. Simon Green, here to see you.
Simon gesticulates to Percy about the soreness of his back through the window of his office. Percy mimes back that it was when he was lifting something. Simon laughs.
Cut that off, Reggie. Cut it off. Take it out. Come on, Reggie. Get on the ball around there. I'll be right there. I'll be right out, man. Give me.
Percy is mortally embarrassed as he pretends that he has some things to sign.
Who is Simon?
Friend of Teresa's, he says.
Oh, shit. You better hope tomorrow don't find out.
Be right with you, sir.
Oh, great.
Simon opens his phone. It is J.P. Oliver calling.
Jerry?
Simon.
Hey.
Simon, what's up?
Listen. I need you to get me into that nanotech IPO. I want 10 blocks.
Ha! That's 50 grand! Did you inherit a boatload or something?
The initial public offering comes out on Tuesday. What do you expect me to do for you here?
Look, I know when it comes out, Gerald. I set the damn date, okay? Just buy for me a margin.
Dude, you know, you don't work here anymore.
Jerry, I need this IPO to hold me over until I get another job.
Simon, I know you're really screwed right now, but do you even have 50 grand?
I'm gonna sell off my IRS, okay? I'll have it in 10 days.
I can't do margin. I need cash.
I'm in Jersey right now. Where am I gonna get cash?
Oh, I'm sure one of those chemical plants has an ATM machine.
All right, look, I'll get the cash. Just put in the order.
Cash by Tuesday.
I'll bring it to you personally on Monday.
Don't punk out on me.
Hey.
Hey, what you doing there?
I feel like we didn't get off on the right foot yesterday. So I thought maybe I'd come here and take you out to lunch. Maybe we could bond a little.
I think we bonded just fine around 3:10 this morning. Your knee was in my crotch.
Right, right. I'll buy.
You want to buy me lunch?
Yeah, you know, I figured it's the proper thing to do after sleeping with each other.
Simon smirks as he slaps Percy on the arm. Percy remains straight-faced.
Okay.
So, nice bank.
I'm glad you like it.
Yeah. You know, I like the small-town feel. It's less complicated. Somebody needs money, they just come in and say, Percy, I need a loan. Right? Then of course, you say, well, yeah, how much? You say, I don't know, you tell me. $50,000?
What, you need $50,000?
Do I need $50,000?
Yeah.
No. Most assuredly do not. I was just admiring the process.
They get into Percy's car. Percy gets a sly look on his face.
How many cylinders does a NASCAR engine have, 6 or 8?
Yeah, 6 or 8, depending on the gas mileage consumption of the automobile.
You never worked in the pit at NASCAR. You might as well admit it.
All right, you know, all right, fine. Yeah, I never really had an aptitude for engines. Jeff Gordon didn't really trust me in the pit that much.
But you did drive the cars.
Drive?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Good.
Percy screeches away. Later, Percy is at a go-kart track, sitting at the start line looking mean and determined. Simon speeds out of control around the bend and smashes into the tires on the outside. He pulls alongside Percy, who eyeballs him.
All right. Fine, okay? I never drove NASCAR. But I was nervous, and I wanted to impress you.
Well, you shouldn't have lied. All right, this is the deal. We go one lap around. If you beat me, I'll loan you the money.
Really?
I knew it. I knew you needed the money.
I don't need the money.
Percy revs his go-kart whilst looking at Simon. Simon revs his back. Percy curls his lip and revs again. Simon retaliates with a greater rev. They both wheel spin away, scowling at each other. They fly around the first bend, Percy in front. Simon struggles to keep control as Percy laughs at him, still out front. Percy checks over his shoulder as Simon comes up on his outside. Percy rams Simon, who veers off to the side, smashing into the barriers. He slams his steering wheel in frustration. Percy shakes his fist in triumph. Simon is back on the track and coming up on Percy's outside again. Simon rams Percy into the barriers. Percy loses control and slides along the buffers, leaving Simon to take the lead.
Sucker!
Simon smiles to himself as he approaches the finishing line. But just as he's relaxing, he spies Percy coming up behind him. Percy smiles and they cross the line side by side, their wheels touching, with Simon just a little ahead of Percy. Percy rams Simon, who rams him back. They laugh at one another, just before they both realize they're heading for a hedge. They crash through it, screaming, landing in a residential street on the other side, covered in leaves and twigs. Simon checks Percy is okay. They smile at one another. But then suddenly a truck appears and is heading towards them. The truck and other traffic manages to steer around them as Simon tries to start his cart.
Move it, man!
Well,
Think it's obvious who came in first.
You're doggone right. You know I won. I won.
I was through the bushes and on the asphalt.
I came through the bushes,
so
you can see my position. But I had more speed.
I think it's obvious. Look, I was through the bushes and hitting the asphalt before you even were at the bushes.
A policeman has approached whilst they have been arguing. Simon gives him a shy wave as the officer approaches Percy.
License and registration.
Simon tries to appear nonchalant. Back at the house.
Poppy.
There's my beautiful girl.
Simon, I want you to meet my granddad.
Hi there, Howard Jones.
Hi, Simon Green. Good to meet you, sir.
Nice to meet you.
Speed racer. Hey.
What's with the white kid?
That's Simon. He's my boyfriend.
Your boyfriend?
Yep.
You didn't tell me he was white.
Yes, I did.
When?
I told you back at the home.
I thought you was kidding.
Okay, well, I think that's it.
Think you're forgetting about the vodka.
Say grace, Percy.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
That was fast.
The Lord knows I'm busy. Simon Patterson, no broccoli, please.
Yes, sir.
So what, they don't have any available young black men in New York anymore?
Well, you know, they just ran out last week, Grandpa.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out why you chose to go this way.
Don't mind.
It's okay. My grandmother loved you when she first met you, mm-hmm. But later she said some things. I was like, oh, Grandma.
What kind of things?
Yeah, what kind of things?
Nothing, just things.
Such as?
Yeah, such as?
Daddy, I got it.
I know.
Oh, you know what? You're gonna laugh when you hear this. She said that Teresa was a very pretty girl.
Aww. Aww. That's so nice.
So I asked her what she liked about you the most, right? She said, she says, I just love her cute little nappy little head.
Your grandmother, where's she live?
Brooklyn. Why?
I just want to know how far I'd have to travel to kick her old white ass. That's
grandchild, no nappy head. What was she doing when she said that? Putting on a sheet for the Klan rally?
Settle down now. Hand me the butter.
My grandmother's not a malicious woman.
Okay, she's not.
No, she's 82. She comes from a different time.
I'm 74 and I come from a different time. You don't hear me calling white folks hunky and flat ass.
Casper.
Cracker.
Old Faye.
Peckerwood.
Wonderbread.
Bird shit.
Well, it's almost white.
That's pretty good.
Hey,
that choked you up, didn't it?
It's okay. Look, I'm really sorry about what my grandmother said, but there's some people that you're just never going to change as much as you'd like to.
Yep.
I can tell you this. Last Thanksgiving, my Uncle Dave set a black joke at the table, right? Mm-hmm. So I said right in front of the whole family, I said, look, that's inappropriate, and we're not going to have it. Mm-hmm. And, I think that's what you gotta do. To change people, you just gotta attack it one at a time, right?
Exactly.
What was the joke?
Excuse me?
Tell the joke.
I don't remember it.
Sure you do. Tell the joke.
I don't remember it. It was...
Dad.
Chicken.
Excuse me?
I understand.
Okay. You know what? I'll tell the joke.
No, Simon, you don't.
Baby, it's okay. I'll tell you why. Because by not telling the joke, I'm empowering it, mm-hmm. Right? So I'll just tell the joke and expose how simple-minded and crude and unfunny it actually is. What do you call... what do you call 100 black men buried in the ground up to their neck?
What?
AfroTurf.
That's cute.
What you laughing at?
It's cute.
Cute don't make it funny. Tell another.
Dad, no.
Tell a joke.
I don't know any other ones. Okay, well, obviously I've heard other black jokes, but I think I've proven my point.
So it's okay to empower the other ones?
Okay. I see what you're doing here. You put me on the spot. It's okay. Look, it's fine, because I'm not going to back down.
Back down, Simon.
Baby, the only way to break down barriers is to have everything out in the open, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Exactly.
So what do you call one black man being chased by 300 white men?
What?
The PGA Tour.
Oh. I get it.
Right. Tiger Woods. There it is.
That's good.
Tell them no. Tell them no.
All right. How do we know that Adam and Eve weren't black?
Well,
you ever try to take a rib away from a black man?
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
We'll take one from you. Right? Oh, you just put it down in the book. Oh, he's up for rib fan. Okay. Why don't black people like country music?
Why?
Because every time they say hoedown, they think somebody shot their sister. That's for you. That's a Taylor joke for you.
Well, I gotta be alone.
Ain't nobody talking about you.
It's his sister. I'm not the house.
No, come on now. Ain't stopping now, baby.
Okay, what are three things that a black man can't get?
What is that?
A black eye, a fat lip, and a job.
I told you I'm gonna kick this boy's ass.
No.
No, it's fine.
We know you can take him, but just sit down. Be nice. Come on now, it's a joke.
That's right, Daddy. Sit down. It's just a joke. Come on, hee hee ha ha. That's all it is. Now, if you excuse me, all of a sudden I lost my appetite.
Think I'll take a walk.
Percy throws down his napkin and, focusing on Simon, he leaves the table. Later, Teresa and Simon are drying up.
I should have stopped at hoedown.
You should have never started. This isn't like us at home, you know, laughing about this bullshit. It's my father's house, Simon.
What do you want me to do? Go upstairs and apologize to him again?
No. Let the storm pass. It'll be fine. Besides, he dared you.
What? He double dared. He called me chicken.
I heard.
I can't be called chicken.
You have to watch on those.
You know what? I'm fresh out of ideas as to how to impress your father.
Telling black jokes is never a good idea. That's just me.
You think?
I'll talk to him.
Yeah. Say nice things about me.
No, I'm not gonna say nice things about you. You're still punished.
Baby, I'm a good guy. I like ribs too.
Why are you being so mean to me? My grandfather's out
He's
there.
Not
this
gonna
is,
come in.
This is my father's kitchen.
He's not gonna come in.
You're still gonna do the dishes.
No, fine, do the dishes.
Here, do the broccoli.
Dad, I have to talk to you.
What?
Why did you do that?
I didn't start. Miss Snappy here did.
Dad, Simon's a good man. He has a good heart.
A good man, huh?
You put him on the spot.
You really think so?
What is your problem with him anyways, huh? Besides the fact, of course, that he's white.
You're gonna get in a heap of trouble talking to me like that. Care nothing about that man being white. He's hiding something.
What, NASCAR? Oh, you thought and know, huh? Of course I knew. We talk about everything, Simon and I. Daddy, I love him. And you need to start respecting that.
How about you respecting me enough to tell me in advance who you're bringing home?
I didn't think you'd care.
Oh, but you wasn't sure. So you decided to test me.
No, of course not.
So you're looking for a reaction?
No, Dad.
So what you looking
I'm
for?
I'm looking for you to tell me that it's okay for me to be with him. I'm scared. Okay? I'm really scared, Dad. I know things are different now, times have changed. But you should really hear the kind of things that people say to us sometimes. And the way they look at us. I need you to tell me that it's okay to be with him.
Baby, me telling you it's okay is not gonna change the world.
Oh, Dad, but it will change my world. Daddy, it'll change my world if I know that you're behind us.
I'm always behind you, sweetheart. And I love you. And it's my job to keep you safe. And I don't trust that kid.
Percy gives Teresa a hard stare before leaving the room. She is left looking bereft. She shakes her head and slumps down onto the sofa. Later, Teresa's mum, Marilyn, is dancing in front of the mirror. Percy is in the bathroom.
Hey, baby.
Yes?
I'm trying to figure out where you get all those doggone black jokes. What white people do, they take a class in it, where they sit around and figure new jokes about the black man?
I don't know, Percy. You need to let that one go. Come on, sweetheart. We need to practice the tango.
I told you, Marilyn, I ain't doing no doggone tango.
Why? Did you think you can't dance anymore?
No. I think the tango's a stupid dance, and I ain't doing it. Marilyn? Why we can't do the hustle? Huh? What's wrong with the hustle?
Because the hustle is a stupid dance, and I want to do the tango.
Look here, woman. Can we do this some other time? I gotta take Dad back to the home. I'll be back.
Okay.
Percy saunters to the door in time with the music. He gives Marilyn a sultry look before leaving the room. Marilyn hisses at him like a cat, then continues her tango moves. Later in the basement, Simon, still awake, stares at the ceiling. Percy's arm is slung across him. Teresa appears at the window and waves at Simon. She beckons him over. Simon is trapped and can only manage a small wave back. Simon slides out from under Percy's arm. Teresa puts a finger to her lips. Simon grabs a jumper and Teresa gestures that she will meet him upstairs. The basement door has a padlock on it. Simon, scowling, pulls at it. He creeps back down the stairs. He explains the situation to Teresa in hand gestures. She gestures back for him to go to the window. Simon knocks over fishing rods, but manages to catch them before they fall on Percy. He makes a gesture of strangling Percy before undoing the window. As he lifts it, he nearly falls backwards onto Percy. Regaining his balance, he climbs out of the window and they both run down the driveway onto the pavement.
All right, stop. Okay, move a little to your left.
Okay.
All right, kiss me. This is the exact spot where I had my first kiss.
No, I'm not going to kiss you on the spot that you get your first kiss. No. No!
Why not?
It's some other guy's spot!
Fine.
What was his name?
Curtis Booker. He got these big old Bucky Beaver teeth. But he was such a nice boy. He was a good kisser, too.
Better than me?
Oh, way better.
Way better?
Yeah.
You grab your ass?
No.
Squeeze it?
No, we were 13.
Grab it down here?
No, come on.
She runs off down the pavement, leaping off the curb into the road. She throws her arms in the air. Simon follows, copying her. A car travels towards them. Simon steers Teresa out of the way. They run up some steps that lead out onto a ledge high above the neighborhood.
Okay. So this is my favorite spot. It's pretty amazing, huh? All right. So it's not the top of the world, but it's nice.
It's a fort. It's a gun place.
When I was little, I would sneak out of the house in the middle of the night and just come out here and just dream.
Yeah? Weren't you afraid of sneaking out of your house?
Please, I'm not afraid of Percy Jones.
Well, that makes you and you.
Okay, so it is just Cranford. But it's a great place to grow up. It's a good place to raise a family, too.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't do this.
What? Live in the suburbs?
No. Tell your parents about our engagement this weekend.
Oh, Simon, I told you not to look at him straight in the eye.
I don't think Percy Jones is ready. I think Percy Jones needs more time. A lot more time for Percy Jones.
Are you getting cold feet, Simon?
No. No, I'm not getting cold feet. I can't wait to marry you. Make babies with you. Give me a daughter that looks just like you.
I can work on that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And hopefully, I can be a good dad.
I think you'll be a great dad. You're never gonna be like your father, Simon.
Maybe I can be like yours.
Like Percy?
Yeah.
No.
Maybe Percy Jones is a good dad. He's there for you. He cares about you. He loves you so much.
He does. We just have to get him to live here.
Maybe we can start by getting him to take the padlock off the basement door.
It's not gonna happen.
Why don't you give me a little Curtis Booker, huh?
Oh, I can't believe I told you that.
Come on, baby, little Bucky Beep.
No!
Come on.
No. I'm asking Simon Green.
Simon smiles at Teresa as she leans in to kiss him. She puts her arms around him and the kiss deepens. Later, Simon makes his way back through the window into the basement. He locks the window and then creeps back under the covers next to the sleeping Percy. He then gently lifts Percy's arm and drops it across his chest.
Well, you cut off the porch light.
Uh-huh.
That's my girl.
Simon smiles and pats Percy's hand. The next morning, Percy is trying on his new suit with the party organizer, Dante.
Very stylish. I need to take a quarter inch off the pants. I can do it here. Let me have them.
What do you mean, take the pants off?
Oh, I could do it with you in them, but I wouldn't want to poke you with my needle.
You keep your eyes on the pants, you hear me?
Dante gives Percy a wry look before Percy removes his trousers. Dante opens his neat sewing kit as two workers enter.
Mr. Jones, do you know where the extra chairs are?
What are you, blind? They're against the wall. When you go out, close the door.
Right.
Oh, Percy, put some pants on. We got people in the house. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart. I didn't realize. How long's it gonna take?
Two shakes of a lamb's tail.
What would the hell that mean?
Oh, mercy, Percy. Keep your shirt on.
Or take it off, whatever.
Can someone answer that damn phone? Thank you!
Simon answers the phone whilst carrying a heavy box.
Jones residence.
This is, Reggie. Who is this?
This is, Teresa's boyfriend.
Hey, Jamal! What's up, man? Percy told me all about you.
What's that?
My name is Reggie. Percy told me all about you, man.
He did?
Yeah, you know what we should do? You know what we should do? We should get together and play some hoops, man.
I don't really play hoops.
Oh, come on, man. Don't be shy. Why are you being shy? Percy told me that you went to Howard. He said you almost went pro.
He said that?
Yeah. Yeah, he said that. He was bragging all about you, Jamal. All about you, man. But listen, two things. One, I was wondering, could you autograph the issue of Jet for me? And the other thing is, I would love to meet the Cosbys.
Yeah.
And when I say love to meet him, I mean I love to meet him. You know what I mean?
I'll see what I can do.
I feel like I grew up with
him. Let me get Percy for you.
You know, in the 80s and whatnot. And,
It's for you. It's Reggie.
Oh, we're talking about the Cosby. I'm sorry. I got
Can I have some privacy, please?
Yeah, you know what I mean? I kind of grew up with him.
And shut the door. Reggie, what you find out?
You were right about Simon Green. He's no longer a J.P. Oliver.
Come on. Get my pants.
Jamal, huh?
Don't start. This isn't about me. It's about you and your job that you don't have anymore. Huh?
What?
Yeah. Move out my way.
Hey, baby!
Teresa! Come here, sweetheart. Danny's talking.
Don't listen to him. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
What are you talking about?
Your boyfriend, he's unemployed. Lost his job. Got fired a couple days ago.
I did not get fired. I quit.
Did you quit? Why didn't you tell me this?
It's complicated.
It's complicated when you're a liar.
I'm a liar. I'm a liar?
Yeah.
What about the lie that you told Reggie?
Jamal?
Who's Jamal?
Yeah, who's Jamal? Apparently he's good friends with
what
the
about Cosby's. NASCAR?
What about NASCAR? That was nothing, and I admitted it. I
you admitted
about
you
that.
Lied.
You tried to kill me with a go-kart.
Well, what? At least I can drive. This crazy ass almost got us arrested. Now we both got court dates.
I can't believe you were Mom? Checking up on me.
That's you kept asking me for money.
I never
you kept asking me for money.
I never asked you for money.
Did you ask my father for money? No.
$50,000 loan, baby.
No, I did not. He
yes,
trapped
you did.
Me into it.
You're
I
mean, a liar.
You were checking up on us?
Wait. Hey, he forced my hand. You my daughter, and he's not worthy.
That is not for you to decide.
God, that's well, right.
What about you lying to me? You said you would never lie to me, Simon.
I could get another job, and I was going to tell you, but I didn't want to ruin the big weekend.
You said we'd be partners. We would always tell each other the truth.
Like how you told your parents about me being white?
I knew that would not care about that.
I don't care. I care that you're a liar.
That's bullshit. You care. No. You care. He has to care. It's human nature.
Oh, so what? That means that you care that I'm black?
Do you?
Dad.
No, you know, it doesn't matter what I say. You people are going to think that I'm a racist.
You hear that? You people?
I know. I heard. What people?
People in the yard. That's what I'm seeing. I'd say one thing and I'm a racist.
No, Simon, you're a liar.
And a racist.
Mom.
Where did you get off calling me a racist? I have a black girlfriend. Oh,
you had a black girlfriend.
Had.
Past tense. Had. And let me tell you something else, son.
What the hell is going on out
I'll
here?
I'll tell you what's going on. He got fired from J.P. Oliver.
No, I did not get
you
fired.
Did.
I
did. Quit.
I thought I told you to stay out of Teresa's personal life.
Thank you. He just can't walk in our house telling our baby all kind of lies and expect to get away with it. I don't think so.
The party's off, Percy.
Woman, you must be crazy.
Listen, I don't want to say my vows with you. It'd be a lie before God.
Merlin, we're saying some goddamn vows tomorrow.
Well, he got a book and everything.
Would you shut up?
You got your vows out of a book?
No, no, don't listen to him. Baby, I got a book. I'm using it for inspiration.
No, he wrote it down word for word. There's song titles.
That is so pathetic, Percy.
Merlin.
Because if memory serves me correctly, I used to be inspiration enough.
You still are.
You would be inspiration to me. He neglects you.
Merlin. Merlin, get your ass back here. I got a $200 cake coming tomorrow. 60 pounds of shrimp. 60 pounds of shrimp, woman. I had to take a second on the house. Merlin!
She looked angry.
Merlin, don't let me raise my voice now. You're gonna force me to use the muscle.
Hope you like seafood.
Merlin! Merlin!
The two women get into the car and drive away.
Teresa, Lee!
Merlin!
Teresa!
Merlin!
Come on!
Merlin!
They'll
be back.
No, they're not coming back.
You gotta come back.
60 pounds of shrimp. Come on, baby, pick it up.
Answer that phone, sweetheart, and it will be your last.
Marilyn looks hard at Teresa. Teresa stares at her in disbelief.
Let me borrow your car.
What? You can't go chasing behind no women. Man has a digger. Besides, you can't even drive a damn go-kart.
Teresa switches off the phone and throws it in the back.
Traveling in paradise.
Dante nods knowingly. Simon storms back into the house as Percy and Dante look down the road after the car. Night falls and the town is lit up. A thin strip of pink sunset still remains on the horizon. Later, Simon is on the phone to Teresa.
Baby, we need to talk about this. I think you should call me and we should talk about it like adults, because adults communicate when they have problems.
Hi, I'm looking at your photos on the wall and they're beautiful. Beautiful photos, and I don't think that I compliment you on your work enough.
You know what? You're being rude, is what you're being. You're being rude, so call me back.
Baby, I'm sorry. You're not being rude. You have all the reason in the world to be upset with me right now, and you should be upset. You shouldn't be calling me back. If I was you, I wouldn't be calling me back. Baby, call me back. Call me back, baby. I'm looking at your bulletin board, and there's a picture of you sitting next to a guy, and I think that that guy might be Curtis Booker. He looks like he's got Bucky Beaver teeth. He looks a lot older than 13. So I don't know how you feel about it, but it's gone now. Well, Curtis Booker can go bye-bye. Baby, do you have any scotch tape? You're acting like I cheated on you or something, and I've never cheated on you, except for that one time with myself, and you caught me.
Percy spins the house phone, watching it expectantly. Then he picks it up and dials. A black woman picks it up in her kitchen.
Hello?
Hey, darling, how you doing? This is Percy Jones.
I'm looking for Marilyn. She left out a little early. I thought she'd be back by now.
I'm sorry, now who is this?
Percy. Percy Jones.
Oh, I'm sorry, Percy. I must have fell asleep on the couch. Baby, you say you're looking for Marilyn?
Yeah, have you seen her?
Well, now, what happened? What'd you say to my sister, Percy Jones?
Nothing.
Listen, if you hear from her, can you let me know?
Will do. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow at the party, right?
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
Goodbye.
Marilyn's sister carries out a big cocktail jug to her garden, where some of the women are slightly drunk. Teresa and Marilyn are there too.
Girl! You never guess who's just on the phone! A Mr. Percy A. Jones.
Oh! Percy A. Jones!
Oh, yeah.
Well, baby, he is feeling the pain now.
Ooh.
All right.
Mom, is that going to be your last one?
It might be, baby. And it might not.
Mom, but you should be over there trying to work this out with Dad. I should be over there trying to work it out with Simon. Oh, Mom, please.
Charlie, your mom alone ain't going nowhere.
Your man quit his job and didn't tell you.
Got to nip that shit in the bud.
Yes,
all right.
No, but look, I have 15 missed calls.
Oh.
15? 15.
Oh, the baby got 15 missed calls. Kid.
Let him wait.
That's true.
I'm gonna call him.
Oh, no, you're not. No, you're not.
No, don't you dare.
Child, you take your finger off that trigger.
Did he lie to you, Teresa? Did he lie to you?
Yes, he did.
So, if you don't want him to do it again, let him feel the pain.
Look, honey, if you want him that bad, you got to train him.
Train him.
Is what he giving you that good?
And then you still don't want him? Send his pasty ass to me.
Teresa's uncle appears.
I gotta go to work in the morning. Hello?
Sorry, Marcus.
I'm sorry, baby.
Oops.
Marcus tops up Teresa's drink and then leaves with the jug.
Thank you, Marcus.
This is my house.
Back at the Joneses, Percy watches the football game on TV.
She won't answer the phone.
Don't want to talk to you.
Can I get something to drink?
What, vodka?
Yes. Vodka. I would like some vodka.
Sorry, Charlie. No vodka.
Well, there's got to be something around here. Marilyn was throwing an anniversary party.
Is throwing an anniversary
party. What?
Is.
Party's off, dude.
Party's on, dude. And you won't find no liquor in here. This is a Christian home.
Bingo.
A house full of sinners.
And Marilyn's got good taste in vodka. This is like a $50 bottle.
Give me that. Give here. Give here.
Can I at least have a little bit?
No.
Just a taste?
Come around here and get those two glasses over there. Hurry up. Hurry up.
Who's playing?
Played. That's history. New York Giants' first Super Bowl win. Talking about Phil Sims, LT.
Yeah.
You ever played?
Oh, I told you before, no.
Pitiful. All right, let's do it.
Do what?
Simon looks perplexed. Later, Percy and Simon play football in the living room. Then Simon teaches Percy how to dance.
Bumbo!
Touchdown!
Yeah, baby!
This is where your hands go.
Well, Moby,
right, you're on the bottom. I'm on the top.
All right, all right.
Okay, so you hold this for him. And step.
Right. I'm leading.
Okay. Back. Nice. Step. Left. Good. Double time. Okay, now, see, this is...
No. What was wrong with that?
Well, you're screwing around.
No, I'm not.
You're getting crazy here, and you're not holding your frame, right? There's got to be space between us. It's not like when we're sleeping together. You can't be, like, up here. Right. You're not holding your frame. It's structured. It's a structured dance. Yes, back up.
Your mama taught you this?
Yes. I used to help her in the dance studio on the weekends.
Step.
You get fired from that, too?
No. You get fired from this job and quit.
Mm. It's all money? Because if it wasn't, it don't make no sense.
I had a difference of opinion with the management. They weren't ready for a guy like me.
I don't get it.
And heads. Hey, you're doing great.
I ain't talking about this. I'm talking about you and Teresa. You got nothing in common. For example, you don't like sports. Teresa loves sports. You're a businessman. She's an artist. You're white. She's black. Did I miss anything?
No, that's just it. She's everything I'm not. You know, she's my other half. Without her, I'm not whole. You know, and the thing about meeting your other half is you're walking around and you think that you're happy, right? You think that you're home. Then you realize you ain't shit without her. Then you can't go back to being just a half because now you know what it's like to be a whole. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. And I still got it.
Mm. That was nice.
Yeah, real nice.
That was good. That was a snap.
You like that?
Uh-huh. I think you hurt me a
little. Chris Jones, well.
The next morning, Dante arrives to see the men passed out on the couch.
Good morning.
Looks like I missed a fun night.
Sitting up here watching football.
That's how it always starts. Where's Marilyn?
Stayed all night over Darlene's house. She must be really mad.
Wait, is he, you know where they were the whole time?
Yeah, I thought they'd be back by now.
Well, did you apologize?
I didn't do anything.
Exactly.
Dante, please, don't try to play that metrosexual mind game on me, okay?
Okay. All right. Let's go get him.
You don't understand. They done called all their friends. They done set up all night ragging on me, man, and worked themselves up into a man-hating frenzy.
How many women?
I guarantee you large numbers. Sisters. Just can't go walk in on a bunch of angry black women. You'll die.
Well, just have to go out like men.
He's right, Percy.
I know he's right, but I'm still scared. I'm not
sure I'm back at Darlene, she's whisking up some eggs for the girls.
Hey, Colin, you gonna share your color?
Well,
so you want him to see
no, I'm not. No, I'm not gonna do that.
Give
him
the
secrets,
honey. Give it up.
This is gorgeous. Pink cashews. Every woman needs this.
Looking hot?
No, because y'all know what I always say. A little bit of makeup, a little bit of hair, ain't never hurt. No, nobody.
Percy and Simon creep into the yard at Darlene's.
Yeah, they in there.
Maybe I should go first.
Are you crazy? I'm the one who got experience in this sort of thing. You just pay attention. I'll show you how it's done. Just straighten yourself up. Go up in there, man. Go up in there like a man. Yeah,
you got some.
Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm not... After checking each other's appearance, Percy bottles out, but Simon encourages him and he walks towards the group of women.
It is I.
It's about time you showed up.
What's up?
I'm well.
Percy?
Marilyn?
Marilyn, may I speak to you in private over there, please, so the ladies can continue eating?
You gone home with that.
Not going down right like now. That, my brother. Yeah,
no way, no how.
You know better than that, Percy. You got something to say to me. You can say it right here.
In front of everybody.
Go on. Step up to the chalk line and be a man.
Look, I married you, didn't I? Don't that count for something?
Hell no. Well, he wanted a war.
That don't count for nothing.
It really doesn't count.
Come on, Mom. Oh, hell.
I was wrong, okay?
It's a good start, Percy. Keep going.
I've been wrong for a long time. Ever since I forgot that you're my better half. Marilyn, you're everything I'm not.
Simon scowls.
Without you, I'm not whole. Look. Before I met you, I thought I was all that.
And then you came into my life. And I realized that wasn't all that. Wasn't even half of that. Might have been a quarter of that. But then you left me last night. And baby, I remember how it felt to be without you. And let me tell you something. Man, I ain't shit without you.
Thank you.
And I forgot about that. And I'm sorry.
Percy suddenly falls to his knees in front of Marilyn.
Baby, marry me. Make me whole again.
I love you, Percy.
I love you, too.
Yes. Get your baby back, girl.
Get your baby.
Thank you so much.
I couldn't sleep at all last night. I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry. I feel so much better.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, you know.
They all turn to look at Simon.
Guess it's my turn.
Yep.
All right. Though that's going to be a tough speech to follow. Great speech, Percy.
Thank you.
Yeah, I had something similar in mind.
Great mind think alike.
Admitting you were wrong would be a great start.
Yes, it would.
Right. Right.
Go ahead, man.
Maybe I was wrong!
What are you doing?
I want to see your sexy body go boom, boom, boom. Oh,
we have to talk in private.
Oh, what?
No, I don't want to hear it.
Mom,
let's
work this out. Mom,
ladies,
please.
Teresa, take your man and go work out your business.
That's right.
Thank you.
Don't let him work on you.
That ain't right.
Bump.
Yeah,
it was Percy Jones' fault. It was all
your fault. Both y'all kids in love, and they fighting like each other, and y'all in the shit. My love right here.
Simon and Teresa go out to the front garden.
Baby.
Come on. I was trying to impress your father, okay? I didn't want to show up here and be the unemployed fiancé. I've never lied to you before, and I will never lie to you again. Ever.
You lied about asking my father for a loan.
That was an omission that was tied to a previous lie. That doesn't mean...
And I look like an idiot to you.
Oh. You look a little bit like Percy Jones, though.
I can't believe you're trying to be funny.
Baby!
Why
come on.
Be funny right now. Just don't touch me.
You need to calm down.
No, you made me look like an asshole in front of my family. Don't tell me to calm down, Simon.
No, I think you're doing a pretty good job of that yourself.
What?
Not telling them about me. And then I pitched in, and I blew it, okay? I panicked when I found out that Nathan was blackballing me. I thought if I could score this IPO, I'd have enough money until I got another job. But I was doing that for you.
What am I, your mother? I don't need you to take care of me. I want you to do things with me, not for me, Simon.
Will you just talk to me?
I am talking to
no,
you.
You're talking at me.
I am talking to you, Simon, but you need to talk to me and tell me, how am I supposed to believe in you when you don't trust me enough to tell me the truth? Tell me, how are we supposed to get past this with this skin if we don't have each other's back, huh?
Oh, okay. I'm always going to be the white boy.
Yes, and I'm always going to be the black girl, but at least I'm here and I'm willing to deal with it, and I don't know about you. I don't know. And eventually, if you're going to quit on me, just do it and don't...
I'm standing here. I'm standing right here. What more do you want from me? What do you want from the white boy? I've been here busting my ass to make you happy.
Well, then let me make this easy for you. The engagement is off.
Fine.
Good.
Great.
Hey. We've been to the top. He looks searchingly into her eyes and then walks away. She looks shocked and then goes back into the house. Forgotten, yeah. Simon walks across the street looking shell-shocked and then frustrated and angry as he realizes he has nowhere to go.
I'm in Jersey!
Back in the house, Teresa fixes Percy's tie.
Okay, stand still now.
I'm still. You all right?
Yeah. I'm fine. I'm great. It's gonna be a great day, Dad.
It sure is.
Yes. I'm gonna take lots of pictures. So you better smile big for me, okay?
I will.
And no crying. Mom said you cried last time.
I was not crying. I was sweating from my eyeballs. Hell, I was nervous. I know I was making a big mistake.
A 25-year mistake.
And going for 25 more. Sweetheart, why don't you call that man? You know he got his cell phone on. You know he does. He's probably waiting on the 5:15 train. We got a party going on. You get his ass back here. How many missed calls you having last night? 33 missed calls? Sweetheart, that's major. And you know the man unemployed? Yes, but he called you, so give him that. 33 missed calls? And you can't call him once? Girl, don't be so proud.
No, Dad, it's not.
Pride ain't nothing when it comes to matters of the heart.
It's not that.
It's not?
No. I was gonna marry him.
What?
We were going to announce our engagement this weekend. So, you see, I have you to thank because you saved me from a big heartache.
Sweetheart, I just don't understand something. Why did Simon quit his job?
I don't know. He didn't say.
But why would a man quit his job on the day he's going to meet his future father-in-law?
I don't know. Maybe he got tired of waiting for that promotion. It never happened. Simon's a rising star, Dad. He really is.
I believe that.
Oh, but that boss of his is just not a nice man.
You ever met him?
A couple of times. He was always friendly, kind of. But he always had this look in his eyes, you know, just not a nice man. But he was Simon's mentor, so whatever. Let it go. Today is about you and Mom.
Okay.
Now, first picture of the night.
Let me
smile.
My good side.
I want Mom to see me like this. I love you, Dad.
Teresa kisses Percy and goes downstairs. Percy walks slowly out and starts putting his watch on. He begins thinking, and as a realization dawns, he rushes out of the house, grabbing his car keys. Dante races towards the retreating Percy.
Oh, no, no, no. Do not do this to me, Percy Jones. We have a schedule. Tick-tock. Everything works. Timing.
I'll be right back.
Timing.
I'll be right back.
In 10 minutes?
Or so, okay?
How so? Oh, I'm sorry. Percy, have you met my wife, Diane?
Well, I certainly have heard a lot about you, Percy Jones.
Nice to meet you.
Does Marilyn know you're going AWOL?
Of course.
She does not. Marilyn! Marilyn! Marilyn!
Right, yeah, that's it.
Marilyn!
Percy races out of the driveway. He checks his watch. He weaves in and out of the traffic impatiently. He screeches around a corner and into the train station car park. He runs up the steps to the platform just as the train is pulling out. He looks down the platform and spots Simon sitting on a bench. Percy approaches him. Simon looks dazed. Percy sits down beside him.
So you missed your train, huh?
There's another one at 6.
You gonna be on it?
You should have been on that one.
What are you doing here?
I know why you quit your job. You told your boss you was coming down here to meet me, and he told you, don't you marry that black girl.
Those weren't exactly the words. How'd you know we were getting married?
I told you, son. Don't nothing get past Percy Jones.
Teresa told you.
That too. Come on, man. Let's get real. What you did with your boss was honorable, impressive, and stupid. You can't quit your job every time somebody rolls their eyes at the two of you. You never make any money.
How do you do 25 years?
Painfully. No, seriously. If you're gonna marry one of these women, sometimes it's gonna hurt like hell. And all you can do is admit that you're wrong and know that she's always right.
She's right?
That's right.
Always?
Right.
Right.
That's right.
All right. Okay, what about all the talk about my dignity?
Do you love her? Do you want her? Then she's always right. I know I didn't give you a fair shake. And I was wrong. And my daughter should be lucky to have you.
I'm not a quitter, Mr. Jones.
I think I know that about you.
Teresa doesn't.
Well, you just have to show her what you're made of. You know she's hot here. Just like a mama. Every man gets to choose his destiny, son. No matter what his father did.
The trains rush in and out of the station, and the light of the day dims. Back in the Joneses' garden, pretty romantic lights twinkle surrounding Percy and Marilyn as they say their vows.
Percy, you're not perfect. But that works for me because two perfect people in one relationship might be too much. And sometimes you bark and bluff and bluster, but I always see the boy I married 25 years ago. And I only wish I loved him as much as I did back then, but I don't. I love him more.
Thank you, Marilyn. That was lovely. Percy, your vows?
Marilyn Jones, everyone knows I didn't write my vows. Everyone knows because you kept beating me up about it for weeks, crying to all your friends.
What?
You know? Now look here, woman. I love you. But you didn't have to do me like that about my vows. And you know I don't like writing. She knows that. I'm not a wordsmith. I do numbers. That's me. I don't do words. Damn it, I do money. And after 25 years, all I've asked you is to let me be me.
You'll never find.
Oh, Lord.
As long as you shall live.
Oh, Lord.
Someone to love you.
Love you. Love you.
Tender like I do.
Tender like I do.
You know nothing about me, Paul. You'll never find, no matter where you search.
I'm not looking.
Someone to care about,
care
you.
Care about you.
The way I do.
The way I do. You.
Well, I'm not bragging on myself, baby. But I'm the only one that loves you.
Percy to Teresa.
I think I forgot what love is until you and Simon showed up. Give that man a chance, daughter.
You'll never find.
Simon!
Yes, Simon.
It'll take the end of all time. Someone who understands you like I do.
That's not your mom.
Dante gestures to the sound man to cut the power to Simon's mic.
I could probably find a million reasons why we shouldn't be together. But you know what? I don't care.
I don't care either. I love you.
And I'm sorry that I lied to you.
I'm sorry too.
You're sorry? Can you say that again?
I'm sorry, Simon.
You're sorry? Is that, she said she was sorry. I believe she's...
Simon kisses Teresa into silence. Dante and his very beautiful transsexual wife chink champagne flutes.
Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce to you all my future son-in-law, Simon Green. He's broke, unemployed, and he's white. But he loves my Teresa, and that's all right with us. Welcome to the family, son. Welcome to the family.
And cue the magic.
Dante smiles as a curtain of falling water and white light drops behind them.
Wow. Look at this. When you look at that ship, drink up. Enjoy.
The two couples hug and kiss. Simon spins Teresa round and round as their friends and family clap and cheer. The end.